Good morning. It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. And we're looking at 43 degrees right now. The sun is shining. It's a happy day. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday edition. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live.
That sun makes me think about the fact that it's spring, the fact that it's time to go camping.
All right. Well, summer camp is a rite of passage for so many folks in our listening area, and many of them spent time at Camp Cherokee, of course, put on by the Upper Palmetto YMCA. We have Chad Eccles, who is a big Camp Cherokee alum, and we have Will Gilmore, who basically runs Camp Cherokee. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will, let's start with you. If folks are new to our area, if they're not familiar with Camp Cherokee, kind of explain it to us.
Yep. So Camp Cherokee is located in Kings Mountain State Park. It's in Blacksburg, South Carolina. And like you said, we're a part of YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. Fortunately for us, we are pleased to say that this is going to be our 76th summer. And so we've been operating for a long time. And, you know, things have... We've kind of got a system out there with, you know, as you were saying earlier, with parents coming in and accepting campers and things like that. But again, Camp Cherokee, we serve about 170 kids per week for non-straight weeks. So we'll have about 1,500 campers come through camp this summer.
Woohoo! What are you doing?
76 summers.
Yeah,
my
like,
gosh.
What do you do? What do they learn? How do you spend a week? What do you do during the day and stuff?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Our first thing is we want to make sure our campers and staff are safe out at camp, but we also want to make sure that they're having fun. We have a high focus on skill development, social interaction, as well as just overall youth development. But going back, we want the kids to have fun. We have about a 40-50 acre lake where we go swimming, we go kayaking, canoeing, boating. We have a rock climbing wall. We have zip lining, soccer, volleyball, basketball. We also have a great arts and crafts program with a ceramics program as well.
Oh my gosh, sign us up.
Can we go?
Can we
please?
Go? Is it too late for adults to go?
We were saying just the other day, as an adult, we would go back and any opportunity to learn something, play something, do something, check. That's what summers were all about.
Oh my gosh. Well, Chad, you spent many summers at Camp Cherokee. It really helped to define your life, truly.
Absolutely. I met my wife there. My sister grew up going there. I grew up going there. My best friend for my entire life, Jay Thompson, spent 8 summers as the camp director after college. So I was really formed by Camp Cherokee. And, you know, it's as important today as it ever has been. You watch children play completely unplugged for an extended period of time and they could not be happier. It's a joy. My wife has spent some summers with Will and others as kind of a camp mom, camp nurse. It's a role that's evolved, but she sits on the deck there at what used to be the health center, and you know, she says when you see a camp smile, it's just totally different because of the freedom and excitement that the kids are experiencing. So having grown up there and then now having my kids there, I've stayed heavily involved and serve on the board and stuff like that.
This is so good though. When you said unplugged, kids today seem like they are plugged in to some type of device 24/7, even affecting the way that they sleep. When they go to the camp, they unplug, and yet parents, they want that peace of mind. So how do you handle smartphones? How do you handle satisfying parents who want to make sure, they just want to have eyes on, make sure they're okay? How do you balance the two?
Yeah, so it can be difficult, especially in today's day and age, but we don't allow electronics, and that's both for campers and staff members, and that can be a little bit difficult for some of these campers. But again, we go back to our high emphasis on social and face-to-face interaction and developing those skills. You know, we found it beneficial for us that campers, especially in today's age, they need that social interaction, and especially these past few years with COVID and being everything virtual and things like that, it's been very rewarding for us to be able to assist children, you know, not only in our local community but outside communities with that face-to-face interaction.
Do you have some spots open this summer at Camp Cherokee?
Yeah, because we want to go.
Well, for the most part, we are full. However, we do have some limited availability. We have availability in our first-timer session, which is one weekend. It's over Labor Day, as well as a few male camper availability spots in session 1 and session 2, which are the first weeks in June.
How old do you have to be?
So the ages are 6 to 14, so you can be 6 years old when you start. Our first-timer session are ages 6 through 9.
Wow.
Man.
You know what? You learn so much, and confidence comes from knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's how to navigate through the woods, or you hear so much about brain-eating amoebas, and if you're watching it on TV, it's like, I could never go swim in a lake. And yet you go to camp and you see everybody having a good time swimming in the lake, and you know that maybe there's a balance between these two truths.
Chad, what would you say as now a parent who was a camper there of the tug of war that goes between a parent and a child? The child kind of wants to go to camp, or the parent wants the child to go to camp. The kid's not sure if they want to go to camp, or the parent's not sure. How do you balance that tug of war? What would you say to other kids or parents listening about going to a summer camp, specifically Camp Cherokee?
Well, I think getting over the hump of the separation is hard in a connected world, but I also think that's where the benefit comes. And so it's a small hurdle for a large benefit to the child. So it's kind of one of those things where I think if you think, well, you know, I want to keep my arms around my kid all the time, I understand that. I would feel that way with my children, but I know that pushing them to go to camp has been a rewarding experience for both of them. Also know through being personally involved through the board of the extensive work that Will and his staff does related to the child experience. It is all about making sure these kids are healthy, safe, and happy. And so there's a difference between a kid who's reluctant and a child who is truly homesick. There's a big difference. And so if a kid is having a hard time at camp, these guys recognize that. They utilize tools that they're trained to help that child. And then if there's a need to contact a parent, they'll do it. So the reality is, you know, 95% of the kids are going to forget their parents exist because they're having such a good time. And there will be a tiny subset who actually have a, you know, what would be a real problem at camp. And they'll work with that child or those children, and they will keep the parents involved in that process. So it's a small hurdle for a really large reward.
So this is part of the YMCA. The YMCA owns Camp Cherokee. How is it funded? I mean, I'm just kind of curious, like the cost to go to camp, are there additional measures that need to be, money needs to be raised through fundraisers? How does that work?
Yep, so that's a great question. For the most part, for operating budget, you know, Camp Cherokee is able to raise the money through you know, registration and camper tuition. The cost of camp is $600 per child, which, you know, can be fairly expensive for a week at camp. You know, comparatively, that is on the cheaper side compared to most other camps in the local areas. However, we do have a great scholarship program through the WISE annual campaign. I believe Olivia talked about the Upper Palmetto WISE annual campaign last time she was here. And that we send about 100 kids to camp free of charge each summer. So with that, that's our annual campaign, our A-plus scholarship program. And this year, our goal is to raise $75,000 to send kids in our local community, underprivileged kids, to camp free of charge, as well as program materials they may need.
And Chad, if you're an alumni of Camp Cherokee, how can folks get involved? Where are ways that alumni can get involved?
Absolutely. So about 6 years ago now, we started something called the Cherokee Conservation Corps. And the Cherokee Conservation Corps is named a tribute to the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was the group in the 30s and early 40s that built YMCA Camp Cherokee at Kings Mountain. So the CCC, if someone wanted to go to CherokeeConservationCorps.com, they would be able to find out the projects that we're working on. Will explained it well. The operating budget works for Cherokee. There's a scholarship program that is annually funded for Cherokee. And sort of the kind of missing piece there was the ability to raise funds to do capital improvements. Mm-hmm. And that's what the CCC does. You would get newsletters, you get stickers, and we've sent coffee mugs, we send Christmas, you know, or a holiday card. And so it's a way to tether alumni back to the Cherokee experience, and also a way to benefit camp. We're on the cusp of starting the largest construction project since the CCC built camp, where we're going to build a brand new recreation hall facility for the kids to experience, and it's very exciting. So if someone wanted to get involved, they can contact me, they can go to the Cherokee Conservation Corps website, or they can contact Will, and we'll be happy to plug them in.
And Will, real quick, I know we're pushing up against a break. As we know, we're starting to see a brighter light at the end of our COVID tunnel. When kids are going to camp in a COVID still world, you all are still following, obviously, all the CDC guidelines. And if any parents are worried, they certainly can reach out to you guys to learn more.
Yeah, certainly. They can reach out to me. We do have our COVID guidelines that are posted on our website that we followed last year. And as of right now, today, we're continuing to follow that. You know, we're optimistic with the vaccinations and things are going to come back and have some sense of normalcy. But as of right now, we're just assuming that we're going to operate similar to we did last summer.
All right. For 76 summers, Camp Cherokee has been providing joy to folks in our listening area. And guys, thank you so much for this rite of passage
and
sharing
you.
It with us.